Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl that just stayed out all night. She's the girl, Jamie Bloom.
I didn't stay out all night.
You stayed up all night.
I stayed up all night wondering where the sun was, and then it dawned on me. I really did stay up all night. It's been a long time since I've done that. We had a severe thunderstorm watch that was issued at like 11:30 on one night, and it didn't end until 6 a.m. the next morning.
Was there anything out there?
Well, originally, at first there was. And, you know, they weren't calling for the weather to move in until about 2 or 3 in the morning, but it started much sooner than that.
Well, I saw some things when I went to bed, but they didn't look severe at all.
Yeah, so. Well, it did kind of fire up and get severe, but not so much for this area. And after that moved on to the east, I sat here, you know, it got to be 1 o'clock, got to be 2 o'clock. By about 3 o'clock, I was kind of disgusted with the National Weather Service, thinking, good grief, why are we watching this, or why are we still in a watch at this point? But then it did develop. But it didn't ever get severe.
But there was something.
They did know what they were talking about. And it was right about 3 a.m., which was what they originally had predicted. So they finally canceled the watch about 10 after 5. And I went home and laid down and was able to kind of sleep. You know how that goes sometimes. But it had been a long time since I had
pulled
an all-nighter.
Trying to remember when the last time I did. It's been a very, very long time.
Well, after prom, we used to kind of, you'd almost pull an all-nighter. You know, it'd be four lot of times before you get to bed.
I quit farming in about 2005. I used to pull all-nighters before that, but that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says here Americans are not sleeping well, according to a new survey from Gallup. For the first time in 23 years, more than half of Americans, 57%, said they would just feel better if they could get more sleep. Only 42% that they get the sleep they need. And fewer Americans are getting the doctor-recommended 8 hours a night. Just 26% said that they get that much sleep at night.
Wow.
That's down from 34% a decade ago. 59% said they got 8 hours back in 1942, back when electronic devices weren't scrambling our brains right before we hit the sack. You know, I saw a meme the other day or something that talked about, you know, you wouldn't try to stop a car suddenly when it's going 70 miles an hour, and that's what we're doing to our brains when we are looking at our phones right up until the time that we want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It says you have to slow the car down first.
That makes sense to me.
That does make sense.
That makes sense to me, though. I guess so. Television must be mind-numbing because you have that on and it puts me to sleep constantly.
Does it? Yeah. Yeah. I can fall asleep with the TV on, but at some point I have to wake up and shut it off. Now my husband, he can sleep all night with the TV on and it doesn't bother him at all.
We just have an automatic of 30 minutes. It shuts it off.
Right.
And then, and I, in motel rooms though, I never bother to try to figure it out on the sleep timer, and I can wake up and shut it off and not even remember doing it.
Really?
Yeah. But before I go to sleep, I look at the remote where that button is, where the magic button is.
Oh, right.
So I don't have to fumble for that and shut it off, and I never even... But everybody knows I take sleep aids, so...
Right,
that makes huge
difference. And I do. I have several different things that I use as well, but I was glad last night I hadn't taken anything, obviously, because I did end up coming in about 11:30, 11:45.
That's miserable if you've taken that and now you're trying to stay awake.
Well, and I knew that this was coming, and so I knew it wasn't a good night for me to take anything and have something happen. So a new world record here, but I don't think you're probably going to be trying to break this one.
Never know. What do you think?
353 ballerinas gathered at New York's Plaza Hotel to set a new world record for dancing on point in one place.
On point is when you're on your toes?
I think so, when they're up on their toes. They celebrated the Youth America 25th anniversary with dancers aged 9 to 19.
9 to 19.
Tchaikovsky music played as the ballerinas gracefully performed, shifting weight from one foot to the other for 1 minute, and an official from Guinness World Records was there to confirm the achievement, wow, surpassing the previous record of 306 ballerinas on point. So now it was 353. Have you ever seen pictures of a true ballerina's foot that does that?
No.
I just saw that not very long ago online. And their feet are ugly.
Really?
I mean, you know, because they practice
just basically
so hard.
Made a hammer toe. Well, hammer toe is the wrong word. Basically flattened their toes out to make a...
They're all just bloody and you know, I mean, they really work
There's
hard.
There's a reason I don't do that, I guess.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know. And sometimes I don't think people really realize, like, how hard that is on
you know,
their feet.
I use that as an example from time to time that in complaint of the... standardized testing and standardized curriculum that we use in school, mm-hmm, that it's like, you know, the day they decide that every student needs to be a ballerina, you know, and it's like, you know, not all of us need to be mathematicians.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to have basic math scores. But
sure,
it's like when we try to basically put blanket requirements on the entire population.
Uh-huh.
Different people are wired different than
others.
Right,
and different people have different talents, different skills, different
and
abilities.
And to demand that everybody has this skill.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I like to pick on the most is math, is I think we all need basic math skills, but, you know, the joke among everywhere is that when was the last time I used algebra?
Right.
And, you know, but I'll flip to the other side of that is in seventh grade, you don't know who's going to go down what path.
Right.
So I think, you know, at that point, it's okay to still have broad, you know, requirements, but then it comes down to, well, should you have any understanding of history?
Right.
Should you? And English, I think we all can understand that. For communication skills, everybody needs to communicate. Mm-hmm. There would be some people that would say, though, that requiring everybody to speak English and for that to be an official language is wrong. I don't. I think it's the thing that binds us all together,
right,
is
yeah,
to have a common language. But I don't know, lumping everyone together is difficult. And then who's to say, I just pick on ballerinas because it's so ridiculous to think Kyle Bauer was going to have minimum ballerina skills. Kyle Bauer, really?
Right.
And so I think that's the one that really brings it home to a lot of people.
And, you know, it's funny. Angie and I just talked on Listeners Classified yesterday. It was World Kickball Day or something.
I love
and
kickball.
And she said, and that's what she said. She goes, I loved kickball. I hated kickball because I was so uncoordinated.
You couldn't run up there and kick the ball.
I could not run up there and kick the ball.
Uh-huh.
Well, my feet grew before any of the rest of my body. Like, I had really big
feet.
Well,
you should have been great then. Yes.
But I couldn't control them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just was bad. I said, I would really like to have another chance.
Yeah.
Play kickball now.
Have you tried in the last 10 years or 15 years?
Where would I have tried?
Well,
kickball?
I have.
Is there a kickball league I don't know
about?
Well,
you have a great big backyard. You could have a kickball tournament. You could invite people over and tell them ahead of time. But it's going to be a kickball tournament, so don't come unless you're playing.
Unless you want to play kickball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and I loved it when we got to play with those soft rubber balls.
Versus
what I would say was a soccer ball.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a lot harder and you couldn't kick it near as far.
Right.
And
yeah,
every once
it hurt
in a while,
when someone hit you. Because if they hit you with it, you were out, right? They could just hit you with it?
I think so.
Or am I just dodgeball?
No. They could throw at you. I mean, you didn't have to throw the base. They could throw and hit you between. And you could grip the rubber one so much better.
Uh-huh.
But then every once in a while, somebody would kick a ball up on top of the school. And somebody would have to go get Louie to go up on the school and get our ball back.
I just know when it was my turn to get up and kick the ball, everybody was hollering, easy out.
Oh.